brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, welcome. It is Thursday, the ninth day of February, 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. And Russia is threatening military intervention if the proxy armies out of the United States, Israel, England, France, and others continue to try to overthrow the Assad regime. And it's not that I'm a fan of Assad, but the globalists are not trying to bring freedom to that country. And that would be dangerous enough and not constitutional and not our job. They want to put jihadist, Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian al-Qaeda on record. I mean, it's in the news today. Another Reuters article, a LA Times article, I got a bunch of them where they admit it's al-Qaeda. And the FAA is announcing 30,000 drones, including weaponized drones, over the American people. And then I was on a Florida station, 810, that we're on there in Orlando, where we're number one again. New ratings just came out. It's happening in a lot of stations now. Go from not even really showing up in that demographic to number one. But people are hungry for the truth. And they were telling me that local news is saying, oh, yeah, Homeland Security is going to have 4 drones to give you the traffic reports. Yeah, I can't use the cameras that the feds put in that we're going to be for traffic that are hooked in, everybody can see, that all the newsrooms have. I can't have a news chopper. No. Homeland Security wants you to see the traffic. And, of course, they will give you feeds to acclimate you. Oh, it is the traffic. But it's just to condition you to accept it. Our money being used and being turned against us. It's very elementary. And now it's all out in the open. It's now all out in the open. It's not debatable. They say, yes, we're going to use the military against you. Yes, we'll kill citizens. Yes, we'll secretly arrest you. Yes, we'll use drones. And by the way, Washington Post, LA Times again, you can just type in drones now autonomous. All of these major drone systems, the Predators, Reapers, you name it, that humans are controlling them from distance with satellites and other systems, but the computers are watching and learning. And now the computers are already flying better than humans, and they're even targeting and killing. That's why the globalists are going to a robot army. That is a robot. That is an autonomous AI robot, a propeller-driven or jet aircraft flying around 10,000 miles away, killing people on its own, is an AI hunter, killer, Skynet system. And again, I happen to see articles written by the original writer of the Terminator. They got all that from Pentagon future plans written in the 1970s, where they call it a control grid on the ground. And guess what they call it? It's public. You can just type Pentagon document Skynet. I put a copy of it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. With the satellites and the drones and the ground robots, guess what the Pentagon calls the global system? They call the internet an internet, a World Wide Web. Guess what they call the airborne system? Skynet! Yes, Skynet! Skynet! See, it's not the Pentagon imitating art. It's art imitating the Pentagon. Skynet! Skynet, and you pay for Skynet. And again, you're not going to have, if they get their way, you're not going to even have, the average cop is going to be disarmed, only having a taser, and a robot 18-wheeler is going to pull up, and robots are going to get out of the back, and that's who's going to come in your house and kill you. As if we're going to wait in our houses for that to happen.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, these weeks just blast past us. It is Thursday, the 9th day of February 2012. Lou Rockwell, former congressional chief of staff for Ron Paul, is going to be joining us to look at what's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. There's clear election fraud happening across the country. Guys, I forgot to have you print it for me. If you go to MSNBC, it was on the front page. The headline is man behind Super PAC, Ron Paul Super PAC, is a 9/11 truther, demonizing Gary Franchi. And then myself, and they actually imply that Gary Franchi is insane and needs to be on medication in the article. They actually say that because Gary Franchi believes in a world government. Gee, I just saw a UN press release calling for global government and global taxes, and it was in U.S. newspapers on Friday. I've just got literally more than 50 world leaders, prime ministers, presidents calling for global government, global governance run by 6 megabanks you pay carbon taxes to and money transfer taxes on. And I go on talk shows and they go, "You're a kook. You think there's going to be drones in the skies?" And I'm like, it's official. $63 billion FAA package, half of it to be drones in the sky. I mean, look at this. Associated Press, American Civil Liberties Union, all reporting. Bill clears path for 30,000 surveillance drones over U.S. in the next 10 years. And I was on a radio talk show this morning, and while they were telling me about how local news is saying the drones are going to be for traffic, to monitor traffic, I went and searched what they said. Sure enough, all over the country, for the sheep, they're announcing, yes, Pentagon drones and local police drones to monitor traffic. Just like the cameras, you know, 15 years ago were put up under Homeland Security before that was even publicly announced, under the federal auspices of traffic. We're going to monitor traffic. They always have some little, you know, touchy-feely excuse for the Pentagon setting up this total control grid. But now it's all admitted. Using the military against the American people, having us disappear into black holes, it's all happening. It's all happening like a bad nightmare. And I've got stacks of news today. I know you're seeing it on your news. It's everywhere. They're going, yeah, in Europe, England, the U.S., they're going to start censoring speech. You know, it's just the thing to do. And you don't have any privacy on the web. And businesses everywhere are getting these FBI flyers that are on the FBI website, where every business you can imagine is being told, are people paying cash? Are people surfing the internet using AOL or Comcast? It actually says in this FBI flyer. In fact, guys, will you get me that copy? They had on the nightly news last night when Mike Adams did it. They took my big stack of 30-plus flyers. And because people won't believe this, I've got to read from it where it says, are they using Comcast or AOL? That could be a proxy. Go ahead and call FBI. Get their license plate, but don't let them know you're watching them. They could be dangerous. What? And again, it's like, do they have a cell phone? Do they have blue jeans? It actually says that in the flyers. Are they missing a finger? Do they have an American flag tattoo? And you're like, well, that's ridiculous. That's everybody. That's the point. It's about a total culture of paranoia, only trusting the Skynet drones and the TSA checkpoints on highways and people groping your wife. They're the threat. The founding fathers said it'd be big government run by special interest. And here it is. And the special interest openly stealing 27 plus trillion from the American people in everyone's face. Yeah, I'm going to get to this article later, but here it is. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by a 9/11 truther. And they've got conspiracy theories that there's election fraud in Nevada and Iowa. No, they just admittedly was fraud, caught red-handed both places. I mean, a month after we told you that, or 3 weeks after in Iowa, they went, yeah, we're throwing out the results. We don't know what we're going to do yet, but it's all screwed up. And MSNBC, the mouse that roared, again, Infowars.com is about 14 times bigger last time we did an actuary at Alexa.com. But, again, the other parrots will all pick this up, and I'll give it some power. But there it is. There's 816 comments demonizing Gary Franchi. By the way, let's see if we can get Franchi on at 1 to pop in and talk about this. I'll give him a call. I meant to tell you that. And it goes into the article freaking out and links to an interview he did with me where he talked about how when he was a teenager and was listening to this show, as he's a bit younger than I am, so he was listening when I was like 25 and he was, like 18 or something, that his parents thought he was insane and put him on drugs. And they used that clip and say, see, he's crazy. No, this is the Soviet Union in the making, just like they drugged people that didn't like Stalin. And, Gary's quoted as saying, yeah, I was worried about a new world order, a cashless society, a banking takeover, all of it's happening. And so my parents drugged me. So they used that quote to make it sound like he's crazy. No, what's crazy is that he was drugged because he was aware of this. So they're implying, I mean, it's just amazing the level of yellow journalism in the mouse that roared. Now, you know what's incredible? We've got an Infowars.com headline here. Mossad works with terror group to assassinate Iranian nuclear scientist. And, of course, that's an article we put out yesterday. But here it is today in MSNBC. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientists, U.S. officials tell NBC News. And I got Kurt writing an article right now. I know we've said this before and written about it before, but to give you the scores of examples, I said, put them all in there. And he said, what, put an encyclopedia in there? It's too much, but he's going to try. Of the hundreds of admissions where Al-Qaeda was created, funded, protected in every major terror attack and as proxies against the Russians, Serbs, Christians in Africa, to take over Libya, now to be invading Syria, to help back up the takeover against their old puppet Mubarak in Egypt, and to now being used against Iran and Russia. And what's incredible is that CFR, RAND Corporation, all of these major think tanks admit they work for them, like you're an idiot. And then they have MSNBC separately go, Alex Jones is horrible, crazy 9/11 truther, and Gary Franchi is, and Ron Paul was asked about government-sponsored terror and said, well, I don't ever believe anything the government says, so I question 9/11. So they're now digging up videos where Paul is, you know, says, well, I don't trust him, but, you know, whatever, we shouldn't be over there anyways. And he's told, you know, people he's been asked about it. He said, well, I just got so many other things I'm dealing with. That's a tar baby. Because you can't, you know, the hijackers were led into the U.S., according to Toronto Star, Associated Press, because the heads of the embassy said, we were ordered to let them in, and we're told they were CIA agents. That's on record. Springman and others, I've had them on, head of the visa section, boom. I had him on like a month after 9/11, he blew the whistle. The Undersecretary of State, Kennedy, wouldn't lie and said, okay, we got the underwear bomber on the plane. We were ordered to by an unnamed U.S. agency. And the Congress people in the committee said, okay, let's drop that. Thank you, sir. No more on that. I mean, look, I'm supposed to just sit here while these terrorists do this to us and put up with it, and then I'm the bad 9/11 truther. You're like, oh, so you love the Muslim extremists, huh? Oh, so Al-Qaeda's good. That's not what I said. I said Al-Qaeda does attack people, and they set up Al-Qaeda agents and double agents. Al-Qaeda is used everywhere. They're used to be blamed for attacks here, to take our liberties. They're used to attack it. Everybody is proxies, and here it is in the news. Bush, 5 years ago, put out an announcement on the White House website. Why? Because the military wasn't going to do this. There was a big fight in the Pentagon over this. They're like, you got Amiral Alaki hanging out in here. He's a double agent. You got Adam Perlman, the Jewish kid, who's the commander of Al-Qaeda. Everybody knows that's fake. Uploading videos in the Pentagon's own format. The Al-Qaeda logo with the Pentagon front group's own logo in the same video layer. They're uploading it. The guy takes the beard off at night. It's even a fake beard. You can see it's a fake beard. It's all a complete joke. I can't handle it anymore. And I'm the traitor. I'm the bad man because I have a brain. I know what's going on. I don't even have to have a brain. This is all admitted now. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. The Pentagon 5 years ago was, you're going to fund four terror groups, three of them Al-Qaeda, one of them Kurdish, to attack Iranians, the same people that have been killing our troops in Iraq. We're not going to do it. We want public letters saying, arm them in Iraq and send them into Iran. And they actually said, okay, you want it public? Boom! See, that's the tactic. The troops are having mutinies, it came out 6-7 years ago over having to grow the opium and load it on C-130s. And having to fly Taliban out to safety into Pakistan, as I said in Road to Tyranny, 10 years old, to start the next war into Pakistan, which they're calling for open war with Pakistan now to fight Al-Qaeda. It'd be like if I wanted to take your house in drug forfeiture, I'd just throw cocaine over your back fence and then come take your house. They caught the police in Seattle doing that and owning over half the bars now. They'll sell drugs to another cop in your bathroom and then take your bar and then let cops run it. Same deal. You just, oh, I want to invade your country? Al-Qaeda. You know, this pen in my hand is Al-Qaeda. I just drop it in your country. Oh, Al-Qaeda's there. I'm going to attack you. Oh, Al-Qaeda's attacking America. We're going to take all your rights here. Oh, but we're going to use Al-Qaeda to take over your country. Oh, but now Al-Qaeda works for us. But separately, we got to take your rights because Al-Qaeda. And so the Pentagon said, we're not going to do this. And so they said, okay, we'll just go public. So when the troops wouldn't grow the opium, they just had them all come on the news, and the troops were all standing there going, you grow the opium now. They're like, yeah, under orders. See, it's okay. And look, Jack Bauer tortures on TV, so it's okay for you to torture. Good guys do that now. Of course, when you get caught doing it, we're going to put you in prison. See, it's all psychological warfare to just get you to accept pure evil, pure craziness, pure corruption. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists, period.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Inside of a FEMA camp training center, and they now admit they've trained the military for domestic operations, of course, and civilian inmate labor camp operators. And of course, that's even been in the Wall Street Journal now. But they've really increased the security. They bug their eyes out at everyone that comes into the camp to do work, and it's just all part of this delusion by the criminals and by the camp workers that everyone is a terrorist. It's this crazed delusion that terrorists are under every table and you can't trust the public. And that delusion has been given to you because you're actually the bad guys. But that's how it works in history. You got to know Nazis when their camps were clandestine in the late 30s before they started becoming public. You know, we're walking around bugging their eyes at locals that were, you know, mowing their yard next to the camp or driving by or working on base. And we've got the name of the base, a lot of intel. I talked to the guy late last night. I've talked to him before. I checked with his sources. I have another source there. And then I kind of just sent an email to Kurt Nemo, who did an article this morning on it. And that's up at Infowars.com with some of the photos. We're going to get some more photos, but they're not sure about us posting them all because they might identify who they are. So they're going to send us more that they're sure of that we can show. But that article is up on Infowars.com right now. Source exposes FEMA training camp in Missouri. So disgusting. And he talks about foreign troops on the base that are training the MPs for riot control and cracking Americans' heads with batons. And they've got what he believes is a rendition torture room. They've got facilities to put people in the hole there. And you can see the little buildings where they have the individual cells that have barbed wire around them individually. If you blow that photo up right there, you can see there's barbed wire facing both directions on the outside, and then barbed wire fences facing both directions around each little building. And it's a sprawling compound. These guys kind of got shook up after, well, I can't even tell the whole story. In fact, I can't even tell you everything they saw because it would give away who they are. It's bad, though. Man, this country's in so much trouble. All you people that have been living in denial out there, you're going to wake up later. The only question is, will it be too late? It's so sick. 30,000, most of them armed drones. Fox News was showing it a few years ago. It looks like a flying saucer. It's got a big turbine in it. Some of them are about 10 feet wide, some about 4 feet. And it's got these taser cannons they shoot at people. It's like the taser shotgun, but it shoots it, you know, there's not wires attached to it. It's a self-contained shocker. And this drone flies up and face scans you and then shouts orders at you to get down on the ground. And then if you don't, it fires shotgun tasers at you. And it also shows them firing gas at people, tear gas. And, of course, that's just to get you ready. First it'll be that, then it'll be weaponized drones. And for some reason they think the public will accept robots in the sky, because it's not the archetypal robot on its feet, but the treaded and legged robots. They've also got robots that look like dogs without heads that are gas-powered. Just type in ground robots or combat robots, and you'll see them. There's hundreds of them they've shown the public. And, of course, that stuff's 20, 30 years old. The classified stuff that I've been told about by multiple sources is just nightmarish. And mainly they're just big wheeled robots with guns all over them and hand grenade launchers. And imagine, again, already in a whole bunch of states they got robot 18-wheelers, robot cars on the roads with no humans on board. But what I was told about 10 years ago by some Marines that I later confirmed, or it's now 12 years ago, time flies, was they've got 18-wheelers or big treaded tanks that have a whole bunch of robots stacked up inside of them. And it just pulls up. Ramp goes down, off rolls the robots, or off walks the robots, and it's party time. But the really little nasty little buggers they've got, again, are like spiders or treaded ones too, and they're small. And they'll have one go up. It's basically a hand grenade with legs. It walks up to your front door, blows the door up, and then another one comes up behind it and goes in with a camera on it. Or they can be autonomous and just kill any life form they come in contact with. And then the little robot just comes in and kills you. And it's all your tax money. And they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines and fluoride in your water. I mean, we are living in a science fiction crazy land. 25 years ago, they had robot rat cyborgs with brain chips that can carry explosives into your house. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about robo bomb rats? Just search it. You'll pull it up. They've got roaches 20-plus years ago with a microchip on the head and a tiny wireless camera 25 years ago.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Government's been taken over by foreign banks who are open criminals, who openly every day call for global government, no liberty, technocracy, the end of freedom, the end of the family. They're eugenicists who say they want to kill us, who jack our food and water with all sorts of horrible stuff, and then give us treatments for what they've done to us. It's just total scum, and I declare independence from it. And I'm tired of it. And living in an awake state and knowing what they're doing to me and knowing what they're doing to you, and then seeing the unconscious population starting to wake up a little, but still going, well, he's right about some stuff, but he's a kook. No, I'm not a kook. Okay, I'm a red-blooded human being. I'm an American, but I'm a human being first. And my country's under an attack, and I'm sick of it. And let me tell you, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, CNN, every publication saying the Constitution's garbage, get rid of it. They are treasonous traitors. And I know they're globalist. Guys, will you print me the Cicero quote on the traitor? Cicero quote on the traitor. Traitors are the plague. I want to read that quote, or you can put it on screen. Traitors are the plague. And if these people aren't traitors, then I don't know what they are. If these people aren't traitors, then nobody is. I mean, it is disgusting. And because they got all a bunch of fancy flim-flam media with a bunch of fancy teleprompters and $10 million sets, there are still some people that sit there watching this scum who practices acting real official and real authoritative in their appeal to authority, the media analysts and all the rest of them in the so-called mainstream media, who are a pack of crooks. And because they have almost no viewers now, because they have no credibility, because they know you're starting to wake up to them, they're now racing to start giant wars. They're now racing to start giant wars because they know in a war you will shut up and go along with the police state in history. War is the health of the authoritarian state. And we read you those breakdowns of that famous quote yesterday. All right, let me just do this. Why I get so hot. I get in here, I study the news, and then I go on air, and by the time I've gone over all this news, I'm hotter than a pistol. I mean, where to start? This is just so insane. Look at this headline in MSNBC, okay, reported by the Associated Press, AP article posted in MSNBC. Now, here's another MSNBC article attacking myself and Gary Franchi because we believe Al-Qaeda is run by globalists. We're bad men. We're crazy. We're evil. We believe a global government's being founded by megabanks, which is publicly happening on the world stage. Headlines, Europe getting rid of all sovereignty, transferring to private banks. Giant taxes raised, people going homeless, thousands of children a day being handed over to the state because the parents are starving in Greece alone. Just the megabanks appointing the new prime ministers and presidents of Greece and Italy and other places. Everything we said happening exactly as we said, with them announcing world government, and they write an article in NBC saying we're insane. That's because they have nothing but total hatred and contempt for you and your family. They think you are a moron idiot. And obviously, you're not a moron idiot. I mean, local radio shows have more viewers than MSNBC. I mean, they're nothing. But again, they still put this big front on with their Janet Napolitano, Mr. Mathau, all those people they got on there. It's a joke. Fox News, a joke. All of it. You know, I have somebody telling me, oh, I got a new Fox show, and I want you know they want you to be on it, and I got to tell them I can't even do it. I mean, I don't even want to be part of it. You people, the whole thing's just a joke. It's all a big joke. It's all a big fraud, all a big scam. And I know where this road leads. I mean, it leads into Nazi Germany type stuff, Soviet Russia, Pol Pot, Khmer Rouge, Cambodia type stuff. I mean, it leads into the nastiest, stinking, technocratic Hades I can imagine, and then some. And it's just going to get crazier and sicker, and the poverty and the police state and the secret police and all of the garbage and all the toadies and all the control freaks given unlimited power to run roughshod over us. It's so humiliating, and it's painful to watch our country and the world and all systems of freedom having its throat slit and butchered. It's like watching a beautiful woman, the most beautiful woman you can imagine, having hundreds of cigarettes put out on her. And then her lips cut off and her eyelids cut off and then her guts hacked out of her. That's what it's like. It makes me sick. And I watch all these so-called men I see everywhere. A bunch of soft, pathetic, wannabe tough guys who make me want to throw up. You scum. Excuse me. The point is you're in trances and you're in comas and that's your problem. I shouldn't be angry at you. I was once in a coma as well. Just now it's so obvious. How could you not be awake? And even those of you that are awake, some of you say, well, what can we do? Or they'll get me if I speak out. They're going to get you if you don't speak out. You figured that out yet? The scum is training us to accept their evil. They're trying to corrupt everyone along to their system to accept it. All right, let me just read you the headlines. Do I have any discipline? Can I ever do this? Probably not. Israel teams up with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist, U.S. official tells NBC News. 5 years after I told you this, when it was on the front page of the White House website, I got no coverage. 5 years after I told you that it's Al-Qaeda, and they admit that. They just throw it in your face and still have the same publication say, Franchi and I are insane for pointing this out. Look at that. Same publication. We're insane for being right. They're mad at us for knowing what we're talking about. They're mad at us. And then right next to it, they're admitting what we said is true. This is what the system does. This is what they think of us. This is what they think of you. Israel teams with terror group to kill Iran's nuclear scientist. U.S. official tells NBC News. Here's another one. Super PAC supporting Ron Paul is operated by 9/11 Truther. Hey, NBC, Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI have all reported for at least a decade that Hamas was founded by Israel and that Israel, quote, runs fake Al-Qaeda groups who they have bombed Israelis every time they want to take Israelis' rights. Does that mean there aren't real suicide bombers or a woman that goes on a bus and stabs 15 people? No, that goes on. The point is, most of these big events are staged. I mean, it's in the Israeli newspaper. You're like, oh, you anti-Israel scum. Is Haaretz anti-Israel? I mean, if I walk outside and the sky's blue, you're like, you're against red. You say it's blue. I'm like, well, the sky's blue right now. It's daytime, blue. Blue. You're pretty weird, man. I get angry and I go, it's blue. Don't tell me it's red. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I mean, this mind game doesn't work on me. Does it work on you? Now, again, notice, though, they're saying Israel works with the, when you read deeper, the Al-Qaeda terror group. Israel, England, all of it's run by the same New World Order system. And they created Al-Qaeda. The Pentagon, Zbigniew Brzezinski, created it and used them against the Russians, the Serbs, against Gaddafi, now against Syria. I mean, it's in the news that jihadis, Al-Qaeda and others are being brought in by the West on three fronts to attack the Syrian regime. And again, remember 8-9 months ago when they were launching the war on Libya, I told you where it would go. And they even talked to you like you were a child and said, this is not a war. This is a kinetic action. And we don't need congressional approval. We have UN approval. More treason. Do words still mean things? Yes, they do. I said treason. Real treason. And Hillary at the time said, we promise there'll never be anything military in Syria, while they were funding these groups that are now got street battles going on all over the country. And it's being reported, and there's links to this. They're now, we told you this weeks ago, now it's being reported. Oh, there are Western NATO, Israeli, and other Arab state commandos in there and U.S. troops right on the border arming and advising. So they're attacking Syria through Al-Qaeda proxies out of Saudi Arabia. And now what we told you weeks ago is being admitted. Now it's being admitted. Iran has sent in 15,000 of their special forces, and the Russians have said they've got a military base there, they've got a naval base. They're putting Spetsnaz into the country. They've been there, and now it's going to be U.S. troops fighting Russians. I mean, this is how this stuff escalates, and you've got a bucket of cowardly trash like Hillary Clinton running all of this. I mean, they already tried to cause war with Russia on 888. And then they have neocon groups put articles out saying Jones must be a Russian spy, that he doesn't want to have war with Russia. How about I'm not a lunatic? They're like, we're patriotic. Jones doesn't like America. No, I don't like the foreign banks that already conquered my country. If there were Russian banks over here doing it, you bet I'd be bashing Russians 24/7. The Russians are all surrounded being attacked by proxy wars. And it's not even America attacking the Russians. It's the bankers doing it. The bankers. They play us all off against each other. I'm sick of it. They're the ones taking my liberties. They're the ones funding the think tanks to write the laws. They're the ones going after my republic. They're the ones pushing torture and war. They're the ones using my tax money and then having subsidiaries that make money off the drones. They're the ones giving the big grants to colleges to shift all the big scholarships into domestic spying and the rest of it, and changing our culture from an industrial agrarian culture to a service culture and now into a prison culture. They're the ones that have converted us to 6 million in prison, world record. They're the ones. They're the criminals. They're the scum. They're the trash. They're the outlander. They're the foreigners. They're the globalists. That Fareed Zarqawa scum up there on CNN, some foreigner Bilderberg trash, calling for world government, bad-mouthing the Constitution every week. Some foreign traitor scum on New World Order CNN trash, started by Ted Turner, a eugenicist that talks about killing 90% of the population. They're a bunch of sick crooks. And they just perch up there all day like they're the officials, they're the authorities, they've got all the answers. Oh, man, I'm getting angry now. Look at this. U.S. and Israel split on speed of Iran threat. Oh, but they agree there's this threat, so they got to be attacked. Here's another one. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Their foreign minister, he says that the West is now a cult of violence, using Muslim extremists and al-Qaeda to take over Libya, Syria. I mean, it's true. And you're like, well, you don't like the West using al-Qaeda. You love Putin. Oh, yeah, yeah. Big fan of that. Again, it's a bunch of traitors masquerading around like they're Americans. They're a bunch of terrorists that run the Muslim extremists. That's who all these Pentagon brass are, all these think tank scum. These are terrorists, folks. They all know. They all have dinner with the Lockheed and Perlman. They all sit up there with the four American leaders of al-Qaeda, all from America. Of course they're from America. Al-Qaeda is run by the banks that run this country. But the American people want to give up all their rights and be raped financially by the mega banks, have all their private property taken because it's so much fun to hate Muslims. And you're like, well, okay, the Muslim extremists are run by the West. No, they're not. You know, guys, will you put up the Newsweek cover, the war against Christians? Newsweek cover, the war against Christians. And it's not the globalist war against Christmas and Christianity or saying churches have got to sell day-after pills and, you know, and support abortion and hire people of different religions. You know, government totally getting involved in church, which the First Amendment bans. Contrary to the inverted baloney about churches can't be involved in anything, it's the opposite. Congress and the government have no jurisdiction, period. They've got their big war, but now because they're getting ready for a war with Iran, they invoke, oh, after attacking Christians all day, Christians are under attack from Muslims all over the world. And so let's have a war with them. And that's actually true. The Muslims, on average, living on $2 a day in the Middle East, are killing each other constantly, Shiite, Sunni, other groups. And you bet sometimes they have riots, just like the Catholics and the Protestants in New York getting fights, or the Puerto Ricans and the black folks getting fights. Absolutely, it's going on. And you bet they actually fund Wahhabists to come to power in places in North Africa where they actually are killing Christians. That's actually in the Newsweek article. Again, you just type in Newsweek cover, the war on Christians. It's all over the place on newsstands. I bought a copy 3 or 4 days ago and forgot to bring it into the office. It's at my house. And it shows the face of Jesus, a painting of Jesus with like blood spattered on the ground from some riot. And even in the article are like, oh, in Libya, too, the extremists now are going after Christians. And don't mention our criminal government put them in power there. You see how that works? You see how they operate? Here, I bet I can find it right here. Oh, there it is. Yep, the war on Christians. There it is. Jesus' face with blood all over it. Oh, look, they're killing our Lord. They're desecrating him. Kill the Muslims. Kill the Arabs. Kill the brown people. Meanwhile, the criminals that run our government absolutely hate Christianity and are telling churches now, okay, you've been 501c3. We violated the First Amendment. We're running your church now. You're a charity, not a church. Now you're going to teach abortion. Now you're going to hand out these pills and condoms. Now you're going to hire people that aren't Christian. How's that sound? But this isn't a war on Christianity, though. It's the Muslims. And then they use examples of basically gang fighting between Christians and Muslims around the world. By the way, the Muslims have always been very tolerant of other religions. It's that you can't convert to Islam and then go back. And Christianity predates Islam. And Islam, whether you agree with that or not, says that it is an offshoot of Christianity and Judaism and worships the same God. And they follow up Moses and the whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. But they don't teach that in the media. They say they want to kill Jesus. That's what that article says. They hate Jesus. They want to get Jesus. They want him. They hate him. That's what they teach. That's what they teach on talk radio. I hear the Christian radio stations. And my point is the globalists want us to have World War III with the Muslims, as Albert Pike and other globalists wrote, so then they can demonize all religion and bring in this UN world religion where you're not allowed to actually have any beliefs. You've got to follow this Gaia garbage, which isn't even about the earth. All right, when I come back, I'm going to run through a bunch of the other news. It's just when I read about 30,000 drones, and of course they're going to roll them out in a non-threatening way. Oh, the military is just doing drills for overseas next. Oh, now they're going to be in America for you. No, they are for the citizens. Oh, the drones are for traffic. No, that Reaper is for traffic direction. And again, they're lying to us using Pentagon tactics of deception because we're the enemy. That's why you don't have a military involved domestically.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! That makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad.
All right, we're back live. And again, I'm trying to cool my jets here.
That tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy.
Yeah, my gut tells me what to do. My conscience. By the way, in the InfoWar, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see this. If not, go to InfoWars.com and go to the online video bookstore / apparel shopping cart. And we've come out with, I don't know, 5 or 6 new InfoWars.com bumper stickers, and I am selling these at cost. We've got color ones. We've got ones that look like they've been spray painted. We've kind of got a hipster, trendy, groovy style one. We've got it all there, ladies and gentlemen, and we're selling these at cost. And my shipping guy, Weldon, was like, all right, you sure you want to sell these at cost? Because people order so many of them that you've had to hire 2 extra shipping guys just to send all these out. Yes, these are at cost, at cost, at cost. I am selling bumper stickers at cost. Packs of 25, packs of 50, packs of 100. And we've got the new stencils. In fact, John, I forgot to get it up on the table. You grab me that stencil over there. I want to show people. I made these in America. These bumper stickers are made in America as well. They're color. They cost me a lot more. And I had to get a factory in the United States to make these. They're pretty expensive. They cost us $4.95 a piece, even though I ordered 2,000 of them. And we're selling them at cost. We're selling these babies at cost, and what it factors in my shippers and the rest of it. I think they're like $6 a piece. The point is, InfoWars.com, giant stencils. Now, I don't want you to wreak havoc with these, and I'm serious when I say that. They're just putting 30,000 drones in the sky with Hellfire missiles. I mean, there's no, you know, don't fight back in an InfoWar or anything. Seriously, actually, just put it on your own barn, an old car you got. Hang a sheet out your window, banner hangs, whatever, legal, lawful areas that it's your own property, or you can convince a business, or areas in town where they do murals or whatever. Ask if you can, hey, put InfoWar.com up there. Only got 2,000 of these. They're going to go quick at cost. And then if we can sell those and see the people want them, we'll order 4,000 next time. This is definitely an InfoWar weapon right here. By the way, this always happens. I do events. Every event I've ever done is completely sold out. All the big events have completely sold out. 1,200 people, 2,000, you name it. And always, when you get about halfway up to the event, which we are now, I've sold about half. Both venues are right at half sold. In Orlando for the 26th and for Dallas the 19th, go to InfoWars.com/events. We're right at half the tickets sold. Okay, both events. In fact, it's a little bit more than half sold now. At the big facility they've got. I think they can even hold more than 1,000. We may try to get them to bring chairs in and expand. It's a really nice place, big theater at the Hilli Center there in Orlando. And then the people are always like, add a second date. And I did that out in California. It held 900 when I went out there just a year ago out in Santa Cruz. And I added another date. I cannot add second dates, okay? I got too much going on. I got to be driving on down the road. You go to InfoWars.com/events. I'll give an hour and a half speech, take 30 minutes of questions, and then air a 30-minute documentary that's going to be something special. The speech is Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order, InfoWars.com/events, or you can call the theater that's listed there and buy them over the phone, the Lakewood. It is the Lakewood, isn't it? I've given a speech there before. It holds about 900. And then the Highline deal, big Highline Center in Orlando. So get your tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com/events. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.